fucking car won't start. I'm gonna have to take the fucking bus. I relax back into the bus seat and take a moment to survey the faces around me. I notice that everyone is glued to their phones. Some are scrolling through the news of the day. Others are checking email. I pull out my own phone and begin scrolling my feed. Immediately, I'm assaulted with pictures of my friends' kids, Google ads, and what appears to be photos from my cat's birthday. Ugh. Jesus Christ. Out of the corner of my eyes, a familiar web page comes into view. Shades of gray with a large play button in the center. No way. Soundgasm. I feel an illicit thrill run through me at the sight of it, like some strange secret between strangers. But you have no idea I'm sitting in the seat behind you. Your headphones are already in. You're totally tuned out. You're so close, I could reach out and trace my finger down the back of your neck. I know I shouldn't spy. It's not my business what you're listening to. I shouldn't peer over your shoulder to see what gets you off, but I can't help myself, and I lean forward. No way. Holy shit. You're listening to me. I lean back in my chair. My heart is racing. I'm convinced I've been caught. But your thumb hits the play button and you settle more comfortably into the seat, glancing out the window. You watch as the houses roll by us. You have no idea I'm watching your every move. I peer over your shoulder to double check that I've seen right. Yep, it's mine. A recording I did weeks ago. Not many hits, and I thought it had been buried in the mass of F4M audios that day. It's a dirty talk masturbation audio I recorded in bed during an especially frustrating day. If I recall, it ended quite spectacularly. Another glance shows me that you're about halfway through the audio. I think you're getting to a particularly explicit part. I notice you squirming a bit in your seat, and I have to hide my smile. I'm about to go back to my own phone, wanting to leave you to your commute and your dirty secret, but then I hear it. If I wasn't so in tune with your every sound and movement, I would have never noticed. But as it is, I'm focused on you entirely. And there it is. A groan. So soft it could be easily passed off as nothing. But I know it's definitely something. You're getting turned on. And shit, it's turned me on. I'm getting warm. I unbutton my jacket. I pray no one has noticed that I'm getting flushed. My eyes are on your reflection in the window. Your eyelids are heavy with arousal. Oh, fuck. Do you have any idea of how hot you look right now? I take a furtive glance around to see if anyone else is seeing what I'm seeing. But no. Everyone is still glued to their phones. It's just me who notices as you begin to rock ever so slowly in your chair. Barely perceptible. I can feel my breathing increase in tempo at the knowledge that you're slowly getting aroused in public. That it's my filthy words that are getting you hard. Can you feel my quick huffs of breath on the back of your neck? I hope not. You're getting close to the end of the audio. I don't even need to check your phone for confirmation. It's written all over your face. Your cheeks are pinking and your eyes closing. Your jaw is clenched so tightly. Are you doing it to stop from moaning out loud? Are you gonna come? Right here? Oh, fuck, I'm so wet right now. I shift a bit in my seat. I need to see more of you. Your hands are folded on your lap, and your legs are spread wide. I can see it from here. Your jacket is over your lap. You swallow thickly, your face still turned to the window. A quick glance shows me that your hand is resting in your lap, and you're touching yourself. I just know it. Holy fuck, you're getting yourself off right here, in public, listening to my voice. I still can't believe it, but I'm so incredibly turned on. Your hands are clenching in your lap, so close that that thick cock of yours is just throbbing. I know it. I've done that to you. My voice is what made you so hard. Come on. Come for me right here. Right now, let me hear that little groan again. Oh, yes, come on. You're so close, I can see it. I can hear that little muffled groan. I can see your eyelashes fluttering a moment. Don't hide it. Don't stop, fuck, keep going. Because now I can feel it building between my legs. I'm aching to touch myself. Yes, fuck, yes, come for me. Come for me, come for me now, and I'll come for you later tonight. Oh, yes. Yes, just like that. Fuck. Now you're breathing heavily. Your eyes all soft. You look like you've just been properly fucked. All because of my voice. I want to say something. To see if your cheeks are as warm as they look. To touch those soft-looking lips of yours. I made you come with just my voice, and now I want to do it to you with my hands and body. I want your cock to pulse and thrust as I ride you. Shit. Looks like this is your stop. I watch you rush off to work, shrugging your long jacket on. You don't look at anyone as you exit. My mind is still reeling over you, a stranger, coming mere inches from me. That was the sexiest thing I've ever seen. I'm definitely taking the bus more often.